Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got our good friend Jim Copeland back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is the director for the Center for Policy at Manhattan Institute for Policy Research. And he's here to talk to us about a very, very important topic. It's also a little bit of a scary topic. Jim Copeland, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. We're going to talk about the trial lawyers, the trial bar, and their influence on politics, but and also specific things, not just politics in the macro politics, but specific issues. But before we go there, Jim, I want to get your thoughts on what's going to happen on Thursday. Now, on Thursday, it's my understanding that the president has invited a bipartisan panel of leaders, the congressional leaders from both sides of the House, of Congress, I should say, to come to the White House and talk about maybe hammering out the differences that they have with the healthcare policy, the healthcare proposal. Did I say that right?
I think so. And my instinct about this is it's not likely to work. And what I mean by that is I think it's too late for the president to get all the cooks in the kitchen when before his strategy from the beginning was, I'm going to let Nancy Pelosi drive this, and she's going to come up with something, and then Harry Right. Reid can put in what he thinks, and the Republicans are going to be basically left out in the cold. I think if he had gone this route to start with, and he had taken more of the reins himself, and
you're saying if he had put this group together last June, maybe, or something like that,
or even before that. I mean, I'll make no bones about it. I'm skeptical that a positive health care reform was going to come out of this Congress, and I think strategically the president would have been wise to say, listen, we've got an unprecedented in the last 50 years type of economic crisis, or at least the last 30 years. You know, let's deal with that. We've got a big structural budget deficit, so let's get a good stimulus bill through. Let's do the financial regulatory reform that we obviously need because of what's happened, and let's try to get our international affairs in order. I think if he had prioritized that and put on hold card check and cap and trade and the health care mm-hmm. overhaul, mm-hmm. The first two of which are job-killing bills,
right.
and this is a budget-busting bill and possibly a job-killing bill when you talk about the big health care reform they're trying. I mean, he should have just put that on hold. Obviously, he'd have gotten a lot of heat from the left on that, but the left isn't what's going to win him re-election. It's not what's going to win Democrats re-election this November.
Right.
It's really the middle of the American public, and the middle of the American public is a pretty moderate, centrist type of fella.
Well,
so he should have been thinking about that from the get-go.
Well, and if you're right, because a year ago, let's say, the Republicans were still smarting from the spanking that they got in November, and actually for the last two elections, and so they were not feeling like they had any kind of leverage there. And but now, after Virginia and New Jersey and Massachusetts, they're feeling a little bit pep. They got a little more spring in their step, don't they?
And so, yeah, and it's not even really that the Republicans are popular. It's really that what's going on in Washington with the Democratic leadership is
yeah.
unpopular.
Well,
and
that's a good point.
They've misread a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people wanted change, but change doesn't mean they wanted everything on the wish list
of
the Democratic leadership.
Jim, as we go to the break, basically, quickly, do you have any – well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the break. No, actually, we got time. Quickly, what do you think is going to be the result of the meeting on Thursday?
My guess is there's going to be a continued impasse. I think if Obama wants to get this through, if the president wants to get this through before the election, he's probably going to have to do it with no Republican support. And if he can get his Democrats to walk the plank and follow him on that, he may be able to get it through. But I'm going to be surprised, because when you've got folks like Evan Bayh bailing out,
right,
that indicates to me that there are a lot of folks worried.
Do you actually think that the president will meet with these guys? And they've already said, the Republicans have already said, they're not going to give him what he wants. They don't want this bill at all, which I personally agree with. But do you actually think that failing their cooperation, that he and his leadership are going to try to push this thing through?
I don't think they're going to be able to. I mean,
well,
he may
going to try.
Yeah, but I think there are too many folks that want to get reelected.
Right. Stand by. Here, quick break. Right back. We're going to talk about what role the trial bar plays in all this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.